95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have one question for you. What's better than a three-day weekend?
Money, cash, drugs.
Wrong.
Booze.
A four-day weekend.
Oh, a four-day weekend. Yes, yeah. Hey, that's what we're doing. No, we're not even here. I don't feel like I'm here.
I don't see anyone in here.
Look around. Do you see me here, Kevin? Yeah, I'm looking. I don't see Kevin here.
Nope.
So I think it's going to be worst of. Like
four-day weekend.
Yeah, man. Which means all day today you're going to hear all that stuff that we already did. Like when Ralph called that one time.
Dude, Ralph never called. I don't know what you're talking about.
And Psycho Mike that one time.
Never happened.
And it'll be really neat. And then we'll start the weekend really, really early and see. Wow, are you going to be as much of a mess as I am on Tuesday?
I can't guarantee Tuesday, but I can guarantee Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
America has a drinking problem.
Yeah!
Bum, 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 bum.
This is in the Atlantic, and this makes me think of you, my friend Sluggo.
And we should get Heidi on the phone, because she talks about drinking about as much as I do.
Probably. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. I love her in the morning.
Have her take the same quiz that you're about to take?
Yeah, let's call her at home. Yeah.
Fine with that. The Atlantic, though, the article starts going south pretty quickly, because it says, a few times if more Americans had been drinking more heavily than now, the Mayflower landed at Plymouth Rock. I was like, nope, I'm out. I don't need a whole history lesson.
You don't need to go back that far.
Nope.
With your little drinking deal.
So I found a little drinking test.
Oh, nice.
Online that we're going to have you answer.
Perfect, cool.
As I believe you are a working, high-functioning alcoholic.
Is that why the general manager and the program director are standing outside
the
window?
That's correct.
Oh, it's an intervention.
It's an intervention.
It's been a couple hours since I had one of these.
Boy, in what world am I leading an intervention?
It's a sad time, dude.
All right, let's listen.
Okay.
If you're trying to figure out if someone is a problem drinker, the first thing you need to know is something that only the drinker can answer.
Okay.
If you feel comfortable enough, you can ask the drinker this question.
All right.
Have you ever felt you should cut back on your drinking?
Duh.
Sluggo, have you ever felt like you should cut back on your drinking?
Well, let me put it this way. Duh. Of course.
I love the soft music. I love her very soft tones.
We're going to get a joke. This is not the way to approach us
folks. I don't think so.
No.
I don't think you'll respond to her.
No.
But let's give it a try.
Yeah, shut up.
All right.
If a person who drinks is uncomfortable with how much he or she is drinking, that means they're probably drinking excessively and on some level aware of it.
I mean, I think that's fair to say.
Sure, of course. Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some problem drinkers have decided to cut back and found themselves unable to do so.
Have you ever decided to cut back and found yourself unable to do
you
so?
You know, for the sake of radio, I want to say yes, but the fact is, no, I've never had a problem.
Really? No.
Anytime I've needed to back down. And as I get older, it's less and less.
So you have had times in your life where you backed down because you felt like you needed to.
I'm drinking so much less than I did in my
That's not teens possible.
And 20s. Yeah. Oh, my God,
you're swimming through your life.
Yeah, I know. You should have seen it back then, dude. Remember when I didn't show up for radio jobs back in the
sure,
day?
Sure, there was that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some behavioral signs of alcohol abuse can include increasing legal troubles.
Are you having increasing legal troubles?
Oh, I got sideswiped on the freeway the other day, but that's all taken care of.
I don't think that's it.
No.
Okay,
all right.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's try.
Showing up intoxicated at work.
Absolutely, 100%.
Hungover, does that count really? Like, seriously hungover?
You've never shown up to work
stoned?
Drunk? Come on.
Yeah, but not recently. Yeah,
dude.
It's been a little while.
Yo-yoing, which is drinking and then stopping in a repeated pattern over time.
Yo-yoing.
You mean like over like 5 minutes, you know, you stop for a second and then have another
model? I think she means months.
Oh, I see.
I'm not positive.
Well, maybe we should be asking you these questions, too. Should we both be asking these questions?
I don't really drink on a daily basis.
Right,
but when I do, I'd go hard.
Right. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's continue.
Okay.
Overreacting to any perceived criticism leveled against their drinking.
Right.
Oh, especially against the drinking. I will say that, yes, there's a little bit of that occasionally.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's been a long time since someone's like, really? You're going to have another? Shut up! Yeah.
But it's not your wife, is it?
No.
Okay,
certainly
all right,
not,
good.
No.
Experiencing increasing financial problems.
All right.
Well, that's radio.
That?
I mean, that's just plain radio.
But
that's the stupid
is
business.
Alcohol adding to the problem?
I don't
My
think
friend?
So.
Okay.
I don't, maybe probably the management. It's oh no, so they're right outside the window. I forgot.
Stealing and likely lying about it.
Oh, probably. I'm sure you've
sure,
done that.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
When a person who regularly abuses alcohol stops drinking or significantly reduces the amount of intake, withdrawal symptoms will emerge. Symptoms can include shaking, anxiety, and the desire for a drink.
I again. We're right back at the beginning.
You know, I got to say, though, those are really actually pretty good questions. So I guess I'm a little better off than I thought I was.
So you passed this quiz better than you thought you would.
I did.
I thought you would fail more spectacularly.
You're a
better working alcoholic than I knew.
Yeah, exactly. I honestly think that my deal with that is that if you can't make it to work, if it's getting you...
Meaning that you can't physically show up?
Pretty much, or you can't do your job or whatever.
Right.
That's when it's a problem. As long as it's what on your time and you're fine.
What if you've never been able to do your job well, but it's not because of drinking?
Yeah, that's me. There you go.
That's both of our problems.
All right, as promised earlier, here you go. New Volbeat.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact.
Have you heard of sexologists or ecosexuals?
Sexologists.
Mm-hmm.
Or ecosexuals.
Correct.
People who have sex with a planet.
Pretty close. Surprisingly pretty close.
Wow. Okay. No, I am not.
Longtime partners Annie Sprinkle.
Come on.
And Beth Stevens married the Earth in 2008.
It's a really bad Saturday Night Live sketch, isn't it?
Nope.
Like, this is one that just went south.
This is a true story.
Oh, no.
It was an exuberant affair, it says here, in Santa Cruz, of course, attended by more than 300 green-garbed, jubilant guests.
And they did what?
They married the Earth.
They married the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to marry the Earth. I used to sleep with the Earth, you know, like 10 years ago, man, when she was really just having a bad time. Yeah, well... Damn.
You're the one that's someone younger.
That's pretty much anyone.
There were performances there. Two artists bound by a boa constrictor.
The Earth doesn't want to marry that.
This is my favorite part, and I'm a little worried about it. A striptease opera singer.
Oh, wow. You know what?
What a mixture.
I like that idea.
Really?
I can't stand opera for the most part, but if Enrico Caruso were stripping while he was doing it, I'd be like, this is weird.
Well, yeah, you would like it because it was weird.
Yeah.
You wouldn't watch it twice.
It's kind of like Fifth Element, but like in a different version.
Sure.
Wow.
And a spanking session with long-stemmed roses in lieu of paddles.
You know what? I've suddenly gotten into this. I'm on board.
Each attendee was gifted a bag of soil and asked to inhale the scent.
Is this from the 60s or recently?
Here's a bag of soil.
Sniff that. Snort it. Wow.
So what you're about to hear is audio from a group of people.
Doing lines of soil.
Not just two people, but a group of people who married the ocean. They are ecosexuals.
Hot.
The first clip is, I don't know, there's maybe 20, 22 people standing around in a circle. And I know that it's a little bit annoying because the wind is pretty loud, but you can hear what they're saying if you pay attention. So this is the first clip.
I'm coming here after an epic night in a beautiful theater, creating an ecosystem with many beautiful human beings. It was organic explosion of love and good human will towards creating change on this planet.
We're going to do a welcome to start, but just keep in mind that we're going to go around, and any vows that you want to make to the sea or to water, you know, you'll have a chance to speak your vows or do a poem or give them a flower or whatever you want to do, or you can stay silent and just pass.
Clearly the wind was trying to blow them away.
I don't have a poem for the ocean?
You suck then,
I'm
buddy.
Not good at
you haven't been writing
poetry.
These? Oh my God. Poetry, you know, Grace's friend Frankie would love this. She would be out there 100%.
That's very true. All right, this is a preacher question mark?
Today we stand upon this holy earth and in this sacred space to witness the rite of matrimony between...
Is he like 10? He sounds really young.
No, I don't think so. I think the microphone's a little far away from him.
The sea and us all. Just as we come together as family and friends, so we ask the Lady and the Lord of the Wildwood to present here within our circle.
I know the Wildwood, man. I've been there.
The Lady of the World in the Wildwood.
Oh, yeah, I'm on it.
The sacred union of this hand-fasting ceremony be filled with their holy presence. In the name of God is love declared, and in the name of the goddess is peace declared. In the name of ancestors whose traditions we honor, and in the name of those who gave us life, we are united here in love.
That ain't caping up in a California court. Like if they, you know, if the earth decides I don't want to be married to these
people.
Oh,
no, this is the ocean, dude.
Oh, man.
The ocean doesn't have second thoughts.
The ocean's going to go to court and say, I was drunk. I didn't know anything about this.
Simply because you're here.
Hold on, hold on.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This is the third clip, and this is a woman who then, like, now that they're all married.
Right. Oh, no.
She's going to give them some directions on what to do.
Okay.
Simply because you're here does not mean you have to marry the sea with us.
Yeah.
It's only if you want to.
Yeah, only if you're ready. It's a big commitment.
Is it?
It's a big commitment, dude.
Is it?
Yes, because you can't make love to any other oceans.
I just don't think the ocean's even going to know, man.
You can
crawl out of bed the next morning, get a cab. You're
maybe
out
this
of there.
Is the ocean's best favorite day. How do you know?
It's a huge commitment.
It's up to you. And with this ring, I thee wed and bestow upon the sea the treasures of my mind, heart, and hands.
As well as our body and soul.
Yeah.
In the power you have vested in us, we now pronounce you married to the sea.
You can go consummate your vows and make love to the water.
Get out of the ocean. Stop doing that. Ma'am, stop doing that to the ocean. Ma'am? Come on. The only thing I can say is that I kind of appreciate the, man, we really got to save this little planet of ours.
Yes,
I appreciate that.
I do agree with that.
Yeah, and you need to take it seriously.
I'm not positive that these people are the ones that are doing that.
No, I don't know. Sure.
I agree that it needs to be done.
Hey, Ocean, if you ever break up with them, man, you just give me a
call.
Come
looking for me.
Yeah.
I'll do you right.
I'll hook you up.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
You watching Shark Week? You a fan of that?
No, but
I love it.
Oh, yeah?
I love it so much.
What, explain Shark Week to those of us who don't watch.
I mean, it's just they do all kinds of things with sharks, all kinds of experiments. Mm-hmm. And they,
experiments?
Yes.
Like they cut them open? And,
no, they get into the water with sharks and they try stuff, and it's fascinating. Sharks are fascinating.
A cage goes in water.
Yes.
You go in cage. Shark in water. Have you ever done that?
No,
would you
but
do
I
that?
Would.
Oh, you would?
I would.
Will you put you in a cage?
Yeah.
I think we have a future promotion. Wendy!
Listen to this.
Chief Fries!
Sorry. Listen to this. Shark advocates call for rebranding of violent attacks by sharks as, quote, interactions.
That's the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever heard in my entire life.
Marine experts and advocates in Australia are urging the public to refrain from using the word attack.
So if I get bitten by a shark,
They do bite your leg and rip it.
Yes.
Yes, that happens.
Then I'm supposed to say, a what? It was a what?
It is an interaction.
You and I are enjoying verbal intercourse right now, Kevin. That's an interaction.
Interaction.
Nope.
They're saying that the majestic predatory fish has been unfairly stigmatized as a deliberate killer.
Let's go and ask everyone that's ever been bitten if they
I don't
agree.
Care if it's deliberate. Are they attacking me?
Yes.
I'm going to call it an attack.
Well, of course it's deliberate. They're like, oh, look, tasty morsel. Let's have a bit.
This, of course, seems ridiculous. So I lined up an expert for us to talk to, if you don't mind. On the Heineken 00 hotline, we have Dr. Mark Stanley Price, who is a senior research fellow from the University of Oxford.
Sir, I don't want to be rude, but what?
No, you're absolutely right. The way you've described the unfair stigmatization of these animals is quite unfair. And so we do everything we can in the wildlife conservation community to try to change the lexicon, get the people to stop referring to these animals who are just acting on their natural behaviors as attacks or killers in some way.
But what if they attack and or kill?
Well, they're not attacking. They're simply interacting with another creature, and they're following through on their natural behavior. It's quite natural, and there's no ill intent behind it.
No ill intent. They're going to tear you to pieces and eat you.
They rip your leg off. What are you talking about?
They're going to bite you in half if they can. That's an attack.
You have to keep in mind, in that moment, you're simply a food source for the animal.
Okay.
That's fine, but
okay.
Why make it friendly? Why try to turn it into something nice? Why? I don't understand.
It'd be like calling you a killer because you're eating a ham sandwich.
Oh, well, that's fair enough. I mean, meat is murder, as Morrissey taught us.
And so what we're trying to do is get people to change the way they describe many different interactions with animals around the world. Dog bites. The dog bite, the dog attack. Look at the poor dogs that have been stigmatized, like German Shepherds and pit bulls. Yes. Right. So now we'd like people to refer to them as canine jaw hugs.
A canine jaw hug.
Yes, instead of a dog attack, we like to call those canine jaw hugs now.
Okay.
A swarm of bees that stings one to death. Mm-hmm. That is an unfortunate term. We'd like now to change to Appian group acupuncture.
If I could spell it,
I don't feel like I can even remember that in the case of a bee sting.
You'll get used to it, I'm sure, like you will with a cattle stampede, which destroys the property and causes the death. Mm-hmm. The cattle are simply acting naturally, so we refer to them as bovine track meets.
That implies that one of them might actually win. Is that possible? Are we going to go to that level eventually?
Yes, whoever's the head of the stampede, I think you have to declare him the winner. Also, a bear attack. Again, a bear attack, the bear's not attacking, it's simply reacting to its natural behavior. So we call bear attacks, when they maul a camper, non-consensual organ realignment.
All right, that one I can get behind.
Are you having any luck with any of these?
Yes, in fact, we're now getting people in India to refer to snake bites as unrequested venom donations.
I'd like to call you on that fact.
Or feng shui. We're not sure which one.
Feng shui. Oh, my God.
All right. This is a woman who has a daycare for dogs.
Cool.
And she goes on TikTok and she has a list of the breeds and the names of dogs that are always poorly behaved. Here it is.
That is fascinating.
I work at a doggy daycare and these are the name breed combos that let me know right off the bat that either the dog or the owner is going to be a nightmare. First place, we have any golden doodle or labradoodle named Bentley.
Any golden doodle
or labradoodle
named Bentley. Bentley.
Well, that makes sense.
It sounds very specific, though, she's talking about.
Well, you know.
It's not like years and years of experience. It's like, I hate these people and that dog right now.
Chocolate labs named Cash or Hunter.
Huh. Chocolate labs, they're always the sweetest
That's
dogs
what
on
I
Earth.
Think.
But if they're named Hunter,
still
they're pain in the butt.
Okay.
All right.
Siberian Huskies named Luna.
Luna? What kind of name is that for a pet?
I know a few people that have not only named their pets Luna, but renamed themselves. One person, she calls herself Luna.
Really?
Yeah, she's an odd duck. And of course, a very good friend of mine.
Yeah, of course.
Any breed of small dog named Oliver.
Oliver, oh.
Don't name your pet Oliver.
It's primarily Goldens, but this can apply to any breed. I've never met a well-behaved dog named Murphy.
Murphy.
Isn't that odd?
Yeah, so your dog named Murphy, she knows right away.
She knows that you're trouble.
Or
your dog's trouble.
Yep, gonna bite you.
Now, I've got two for French Bulldogs, and it's any French Bulldog with a name that is a variation of Ellie, or any French Bulldog named after a breakfast food.
Okay. Hold up.
Like Captain Crunch?
Captain Crunch the dog? What kind of ridiculous statement is that?
Raisin Bran? No, I can't take your dog.
Cocoa Puffs, I'm not taking him out.
Cocoa Puffs!
German Shepherds named Belle or Bella, or who have those two sounds as a suffix of their name.
Wow, she's getting specific.
Very specific. That's why I think it sounds more like she's upset that day about those dogs.
I hate everyone in here.
Typically, these owners never want to get them spayed, but it's only the Bells and the Bellas, and I don't understand.
Huh. Okay.
Also, mostly male owners.
Sure.
Back to Goldens. Golden Retriever is named Cooper. Now, this isn't really a problem about personality, but I believe that at least at my daycare, we have like 27 Golden Retrievers named Cooper.
Wow.
Name your dog something else, please.
Don't name your dog
Cooper. Don't name your dog. I'm so glad my dog's names didn't come up. I was like,
but are your dogs trouble?
No, actually, the exact opposite. We figured that was going to be the case most recently with our little Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Turns out she ended up being very scared at first, and then the official dog greeter. Like, they said she would welcome the new dogs in and get them all.
It's people? Total, what about people?
No, she hates people. Okay. She's a smart dog.
She's perfect for your house, then.
Yeah, exactly. No one ever comes over. It's good.
All right, so what do you have ideas of dogs that you've never met a good one?
I can't say that, fortunately.
Cooper.
Yeah, Cooper.
Is an odd one.
Yeah, but I bet people have, especially if you take care of dogs. Your dog walker.
Yes.
Maybe 818-955-KLOS or you.
What is the name of a dog that's never good?
Yeah.
I was surprised to hear any golden retrievers.
Me
or
too.
You know, any of that.
Yeah, or chocolate labs.
Yes,
they're the sweetest dogs on the planet.
You would think, but yeah. They.
And no chihuahuas in the list.
Right.
So this makes me think maybe she is, like, got a good handle on this bizarre phenomenon.
So you think she's right?
Phenomenon. I think it's possible, since she didn't mention chihuahuas, and you would think, you know, what was the other one? I figured that, a pincher or a...
In an instant, I would think that breed first.
Sure.
Rather than...
No, you gotta be ready to get bitten and get down and dirty with a chihuahua.
Right, what's the dog's name that is always bad?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. We're talking about dogs named a certain thing that seemed to always misbehave.
If they are named fill in the blank, then you know that that dog is going to be bad.
You have one?
Yeah, hey, my name is Scott.
Your name's Scott? Okay.
Scott is in your mouth.
Love you. Thanks for
ding,
calling.
Ding, ding, ding. First call of the week. Good way to start.
KLOS, hello.
Anytime somebody has an oversized dog and they name it Baby.
Baby.
Oh, interesting.
That makes sense.
If it's a big dog.
Why? Does that mean they treat them like a baby and therefore they're poorly behaved?
Spoiled? Well, usually they let them get away with murder, and it's a dog that you need to keep it checked. Like,
sure.
Got a Rottweiler named Baby.
Rottweiler. That was the one I was surprised she didn't mention. Yeah, that makes sense.
Baby.
Baby. All right. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey. There.
What's happening?
Dog names that are always ill-behaved.
Well said.
I've never said that before.
That was nice.
Dog names that are always ill-behaved?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Mr. Naughty Pants?
Right, Mr. Naughty Pants.
We're not asking
you to guess.
That's
pretty much a given, yeah. I don't know. Mr. Naughty Pants. Ding, ding, ding. Should have given him something. Hi, KLOS. Dog names, you know the dogs are going to be bad.
So my dad wanted to get a dog and name it Damn It.
Damn It.
That's awesome.
Yeah, come here. Come here, damn it.
Come here, damn it. That's pretty good.
Damn it.
But you think that would be a bad dog had you done that? Had he done that?
Not sure. 50-50.
Yeah. 60-40, wow. I'd go.
Yeah.
70-30.
Yeah, there you go.
I agree. Right. Thanks for calling.
818-955-KLOS. If, in fact, you know that the dog name means the dog's going to be bad.
955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I've always sort of wanted to work at a doggy daycare, because some of them, you know, they actually sleep with the dogs. They'll have it all set up like giant room.
What?
Yeah, in a G-rated sense.
Okay.
For once, I'm being, you know, and I just think that would be so much fun. All those dogs hanging out together all night. I think it would be so cool. It would be a lot of work, but...
Don't you think there would be one or two that you might just want to let out?
Absolutely. Whoops, I don't know. The back door got open right under the railroad tracks. But it's just a list of dog names that you know the dog is going to be bad.
So what's the name that you know the dog will not be behaved?
Roscoe Pico Tame.
You know a lot of dogs name what you just said.
Roscoe Pico what?
Roscoe Pico Tame.
Hold on, I got to sample that.
Roscoe Pico Tame.
Sample that. All right, thanks.
Thanks
for calling. Hello, KLOS. Bad dog, bad name.
I've had two previous ex-girlfriends with golden labs called Cooper.
Oh, okay. Really?
Really? Okay.
Two separate girls?
Two separate.
Huh.
Exactly.
Wow, that's weird.
Because that dog watcher said any dog named... She had 17 Coopers.
Golden retrievers particularly, which you would never think. I mean, usually they're sweet dogs, right, dude? I mean, what's up with that?
I mean, they're nice, friendly dogs, but I think it's pretty crazy that I heard this list, and I've had two ex-girlfriends with the same dog... And the same name.
That's very weird.
That is pretty strange.
That is weird. All right, thanks for calling. And using foul language, sir. Golly gee.
I'm sorry.
No.
My bad.
Wait, all right.
KLOS, hello.
First off, welcome to KLOS, Kevin.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Sluggo.
Yeah.
What in the tartar sauce, bro? A chihuahua?
He has two of them.
Yeah, we have 15 of them. We have 15 chihuahuas.
They don't like people.
Nope. We hate everybody. Me and my chihuahuas. There's one that's good that likes people, but the other 14.
Oh, I wasn't talking about your dogs. I was talking about you.
Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Bad dog, bad name.
Okay, the bad dog. So the guy with the sunken eyes and the white plaster skin only walks his dog at night. Only at night. It's a black long-haired mutt, and it's called werewolf.
Okay. I will.
Sounds like you're making up a story there.
Do you go out with a wooden stake at night to take care of them? Because that'd be good if you would.
No, I let that up to you guys. I'm afraid of the night.
Rock-o-pee-co. Hey!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. How many people are tired of hearing about the cicadas?
Cicadas?
Yeah.
I'm not. I don't know. What do you mean tired
stories
of
them? Everywhere on the news about 17 years since they last went underground.
Yes, I'm very upset about that.
And now they're
I don't want to hear about it anymore.
Hatching, and then they make loud noises.
Oh, they do make crap noises. Those stupid cicada noises. I hate those noises.
Drives you crazy.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
They always like to hang out in mesquite trees. I don't know if you noticed that. But
I did not notice what type of tree they
go out and notice it because it's really annoying. So cut down all the mesquite trees, and we should be good to go.
Here's a headline.
Yeah.
That will annoy you.
Yeah.
Yes, that gentle rain shower you're feeling might be cicada pee.
Really?
Cicadas pee a lot, particularly during warm days.
You know, I have wondered.
And when thousands of cicadas are perched overhead on tree branches, their pee falls to the ground like a gentle rain shower.
Like a nice mist.
No.
Stupid cicadas. They just get worse every time you turn around.
And then there's a store in Maryland, a candy shop.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. I really don't like where this is going.
That is dipping the cicadas in chocolate and selling them as a delicacy to eat.
Delicacy.
Listen to this.
Hopefully they're alive.
This next one is interesting, to say the least. A candy shop in Maryland is cashing in on the Brood X cicada invasion. The shop is making a once-in-every-17-years treat. Chocolate-covered cicadas. The owner of Chiquette Chocolate says there is a lot of interest from customers who are brave enough to take a bite.
I heard someone in the studio in the background go, ah.
Yes, I did too. Maybe awesome. They were puking.
Yeah.
It's really like a chocolate-covered potato chip. It's really crunchy because we air fry them. So we clean them first, then we air fry them, and then we dip them in chocolate, and you can sprinkle whatever spice you want on top.
Crunchy frog. This is a Monty Python.
Does that sound good?
No, it's like a Monty Python sketch.
I would try it.
Do you even take the bones out? Of course you don't take the bones out. It wouldn't be crunchy, would it? How do you clean a cicada to...
I don't know.
It's an insect.
I would try it just like you would try any weird food.
Oh, you're it's Taste Test Tuesday, buddy. Taste Test Tuesday today.
But I would only try it once, I would assume. Well, I wouldn't want a lot.
Did they say what it tastes like? What I mean, everything has a flavor.
They don't.
You have a
I'm
flavor.
Sure it tastes like chicken. I'm sure. And then here they talk about whether they would eat one or not.
Promises the chocolate used to dip the cicadas in is not used for dipping anything else. And if real cicadas are not your thing, the shop also sells bug-free cicada-themed chocolates, including a cicada-shaped chocolate mold filled with marshmallow cream cornflakes and candy. That might be more my speed. Yeah. I consider myself pretty adventurous.
Yeah, you know what they say, don't knock it until you try it. At least she says they clean the bug and they fry it and they put chocolate. So it may just taste like chocolate, just crunchy.
Anything's good fried, right?
Mock frog, we use no artificial preservatives of any kind. Of course it's a real frog in chocolate. Ugh, why?
Why is this happening?
I don't know. This planet, we just need to shut it down and move somewhere else.
Although it does lead me to another thought, which is,
yeah,
what weird food have you tried?
Oh, all right.
Because I've eaten rattlesnake.
I was just going to say, because we're both from Arizona.
Right.
You have to eat rattlesnake.
You sort of have to.
And then those,
but it was just one of those things where you try it. It's not like you...
It wasn't too bad.
Part of your diet. No.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was just snake.
Cooked right, yeah. Let's see. I in Alaska, I had what they call... ice cream, but it's actually lard with berries in it, so it's just a big chunk of lard.
That
room temperature, yeah, with berries in it. That's probably the worst thing I had.
Wow.
But remember those little candies you could get with the scorpions in them?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I mean, I think I licked one of those, but
no,
not down to the point.
No, because we lived with
those. Yes. Yeah.
All right, what have you eaten that's not normal?
Yeah.
That's the question. 818-955-KLOS. Call now. You've tried things. Maybe you've traveled.
Right. Do you like caviar yourself, by the way?
People
consider that weird. I love it. I love caviar.
Yeah. I don't like it at all, but just, I know some people.
It's like a punch in the face of fish, man. It's just
that's what
fish
I don't.
Flavor.
That's the worst thing ever.
No, really, you don't like
the
flavor of
punched in
fish?
The face by fish. That's
what about terrible, Jet the Fish?
That sounds terrible. Yes, he can hit me with anything he wants. All right, 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are talking about weird foods that you tried. KLOS, hello.
I'm a saltwater fisherman, and one of the things that usually happens is you eat some or all of the heart of your first tuna.
No.
Oh,
what? Why?
Pulled out of the fish, still beating.
No. You're no.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You're one step away from a cannibal. What?
I've done albacore, bluefin, and yellowfin so far.
Was Quint on board with you? Were you out looking for a big shark at the same time? Are you comparing scars?
I've seen the big sharks, but I don't actively look for them.
Would you eat the heart of a shark?
No.
Ah, really? Drawing the line there.
Really?
not unless I was already inside of him and I'm trying to get him.
Fair enough.
That makes sense.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. Have you tried weird food?
Chocolate covered cockroach.
Eesh. Why?
Oh my God!
Where?
I was at the fair.
They sell them at the fair? Cockroaches?
They fry everything up at the fair.
Yeah.
KLOS, weird foods that you tried.
I had elephant poop.
Oh. How's that prepared?
Where do we start?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a food. I was out on a safari. I went with a couple of my elementary school friends years back. And the guide, she goes, oh, yeah, those are dung beetles just rolling around some poop. I'm like, oh, that probably tastes really good. She goes, actually, because
Hold up.
Yeah?
So you said in response to that's a beetle pushing poop. Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it looked like a big chocolate truffle.
But you knew that it was elephant dung.
Yeah, I was hungry. It was a safari. We hadn't eaten all day. So I was like, yeah, let's try it out. So my buddies go, you should try it. I'm like, no, that's gross. I'm not going to eat shit. Sorry, it's poop. And the safari lady goes, you know what? It's okay. People do it all the time.
Right. So,
it's a bunch of girls, and I'm the only guy, so what am I going to do? Say no?
Yes, you're going to say no.
Yeah, dude, it's okay every once in a while.
What is wrong with
it's
you?
All right to back down occasionally.
I don't have a fork or a spoon, so what does my friend do? She busts out a fork. I was like, oh, God, of course you would.
There you go. Enjoy.
It tasted like grass. It was just like, honestly, it was just like biting into grass.
Ah. Have you ever seen the movie Pink Flamingos? Because I'm picturing you at the end of the movie with the dog scene. No, reacting that way.
Die?
Yeah, he ended up kind of getting sick.
Does he really? Oh, man, no, don't say that.
Right on. Thanks for calling
Spoiler
in.
Spoiler alert.
818-955-KLOS. What weird things have you consumed?
Corey Taylor there. Samantha's gone. So good.
Yep.
We were talking about cicadas and how people are now covering them in chocolate so that you can eat them for a little snack.
That's pretty big bugs, too, to be covering in chocolate and
sounds
crunching
gross.
On.
Blah. So, weird foods that you tried. KLOS, hello.
Hey, first of all, I got a question for the guy eating the fish heart. That fish that he's eating, is the eyes looking at him while he's pulling his heart out? I just wonder.
That's a good question, sir.
It's balut. Have you guys ever had balut before?
No, I don't know what that is.
Balut is a partially developed goose egg. Or a duck egg. I had it when I was in the Philippines while in the Navy. And they boil it, and you basically poke a hole in the top, and you suck it out.
Oh, ugh. That's weird. That sounds like some sort of Disney or Mandalorian sort of thing.
That sounds
kind of soft like an oyster.
Huh.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good, but it's an acquired taste. Kind of like a lot of people don't like oysters. A lot of people don't like eating the green goo out of a lobster.
Right.
Once you've had it, you like it.
You're not going back. Right on. Yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, you want about weird food?
Yes, please.
I, long ago, had dinner with my girlfriend at the time, wife now. She never knew about it until afterward. Brain tacos.
Brain tacos.
What animal's brains, pray tell?
Beef.
Oh, man. cow brain. So did you feel like you wanted to eat grass after that or go out and moo or anything?
No, not even moo in the moon.
Wow, did she like it?
She loved it, but then I told her afterwards, and she says, it was still good.
Wow, and she married you.
Well, that's... As soon as she said it was still good, you go, you want to marry me?
Yeah, exactly. Immediately. You found a life partner. All right, thank thanks you. For calling. Hi, KLOS, what odd things have you put in your mouth, as it were?
Okay.
Food items.
A cherry-flavored butterfly.
Oh, that's weird.
Cherry flavor? How do they make a cherry flavor?
Yeah. Does it? I don't know, but it was kind of good.
Huh. Does that include the wings? And
I didn't know it was a butterfly. It looked like flowers, and it looked like, you know, I mean, like...
I don't want to eat a butterfly.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Yeah.
Antennas and all.
Flavored butterfly.
An antenna and all.
There wasn't even a color about it. I mean, you couldn't tell. Hey, man.
Can you hear us?
And it was...
Yeah, kind of right? Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
All right, we got to go.
Speak up, Kevin.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact, my friend.
I was looking on the internet, and I found a whole bunch of people who... The topic is strange things guests did in your house.
Oh, okay.
Strange things guests did in your house.
Oh, you said that in stereo.
And I have two... One is a New Year's Eve party.
Oh, man. Of course that gets bananas.
And Ralph Garman.
Oh, we're going to call him? We should call him.
With his girlfriend.
Yeah, we haven't talked to him yet. We've talked to a lot of people that sound strangely like him.
True.
But not him yet.
With his girlfriend in our bathroom.
Oh, in your bathroom.
Yeah, we had to burn it down. But the funniest one, mm-hmm. and I still to this day don't know what happened.
Okay.
I was at a party at Bean's house.
Right.
Donna, his wife, has mm-hmm. great taste. So
yes,
their house is amazing.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, she's basically a fashion
yes.
diva, really.
So it's like, it's one of those houses that's a little too nice.
Sure.
I don't really feel comfortable because it doesn't look like it's quite lived in.
Yes. Yet. It's more like someone's going to come in and film for Architectural yes. Digest.
Well, I think it was like a housewarming party, so I think everything was relatively new.
Okay.
Now, I'm a huge fan of...
Trashing the joint.
Don't... Poop at work.
Oh, my God, no.
Take
poop
care of that.
At home.
Right.
Poop at home, people.
Every once in a while, you don't have a choice.
Nope. Like every day. I mean, every once in a while.
So I decided that...
You were going to poop at the party?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I didn't really have a choice.
You're a party pooper.
Yes, I am.
What?
But I thought, in my infinite wisdom, I would... Not use the downstairs.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I go upstairs.
Yeah, the houses I've been in of Beans, a couple of them, are massive. They
yes.
are huge. So at least you had a few choices.
So I go upstairs and I'm thinking, no. Okay, well, I won't be discovered this way.
Well, of course, Ralph was in there with his girlfriend.
No, that was
okay.
a different one.
Oh, okay.
Totally different party. So I
sit down to do your business.
Yes.
Noodles, are there any spiders involved?
No.
Good.
But I clogged the toilet.
No, I was wondering if that's what you were going to say.
Now, my response to that, to this day, bothers me somewhat. And I also don't know what I was thinking. I think I just panicked.
How, were you drunk? You're at a party.
No, at Bean's house, no.
Here, have some Kool-Aid.
Nope.
Okay.
But my response was,
yeah.
And I'm not saying this as a joke. I literally ran out of the house.
You just left?
Yes.
You?
I ran down the stairs, out the front door.
Did it spill over on the floor when you flushed?
No, but it was super close.
It was right at the top. Next time it flushed, it was going to go over. Was
yes.
there a plunger?
Actually...
Uh-oh.
Honestly, actually... No, there was no plunger. I looked.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know that it didn't.
Yeah.
Because I ran. Because
you ran immediately. As soon as it started filling
response, up. That was my response, and I don't know...
Was this a really full bowl?
Yes. And my response was run.
How, this is your coworker.
Yes.
How many years had been... Yeah,
you... It'd probably been 12 years.
Yeah, because back to Phoenix, I mean, that's a long
maybe 8,
time
9 years.
Yeah, that's still... Plenty of time.
Yeah.
How long before you fessed up that you were the party pooper?
I fessed up, I believe, on his last day.
You're kidding!
No.
You didn't say it before?
Nope.
I love you.
I was that's too embarrassed. That's
you
not
kept
amazing.
A secret that
no,
long.
That's awful.
No, it's hilarious.
It's not
and
hilarious.
On his last
when it's
day.
You, it's not hilarious.
By the way, buddy.
Just so you know.
Do you remember like 12,
remember
22 years ago?
Yeah. So that happened.
I heard your, his last day. I don't remember. I must have missed that. That's
maybe
hilarious.
It was his last day, but I know that it was,
yeah, it was in there.
It was in the last
that's
maybe
so
year.
So awesome. No, that's something to be proud of. To
no.
Stand up. Let's call him at home right now and remind him of that moment.
No, why would I run?
You know who would be really.
He's my partner. Why would I run?
Because that's you.
But why wouldn't I say, hey,
no, you know.
I just ruined your upstairs. Why wouldn't I make a joke or.
I don't know.
Ask for a plunger?
You had a minute to think about it. Have you come up with any kind of.
I just
what
panicked.
Was I thinking?
I panicked and I ran. And I got in my car and I drove away as fast as I could. Why? I don't have
and
any idea.
And did he not ask you then? Of course, you know, when this
no.
business, there's so many weirdos and
yes.
we just all take off.
And there were a lot of people at his house, so
yeah.
it wasn't necessarily me.
Yeah. So, yeah. Did he bring it up?
No.
He didn't mention that someone had clogged his turlet.
Nope. So that's.
Oh, man, that's beautiful.
That's a little embarrassing.
That's a great story.
That's not a great story.
It is.
Not if you're the one that's. Clogging the
and
toilet.
Especially you waited all those years.
Strange things guests did in your house.
Good luck eating that one.
Here's a list mm-hmm. of other people, and then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Strange things that happened at your house. A guest that was there visiting for a few hours
mm-hmm.
cut their toenails in my living
oh,
room.
What?
Can you imagine?
No.
I mean, I'm the wrong guy to judge because of the story I just told.
So they're sitting there talking, chatting away, and just cutting their toenails.
Yes.
Ugh. Get out.
Someone stole my winter hoodies and antidepressants.
Okay. Well,
that's a weird thing to steal.
Half of that I can see, for sure.
My son's middle school friend opened all the yogurts in my refrigerator, didn't eat them, just opened up the tinfoil lids.
I wonder what this one is.
All of them.
I wonder what this one is.
Oh, no, they say on the outside what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I know, but yeah. he's just really dumb.
I don't know.
What does it smell like?
So 818-955-KLOS if you have a strangest thing that ever happened in your house from a guest. Call now. Just got a text from my friend Marin who says, you ran out of Bean's house? And I said, yep. One of the most embarrassing things in my
Instead
life.
Instead of telling him you had just clogged his upstairs toilet.
I don't
toilet
know what's wrong with me.
In his brand new house.
There's a lot wrong with me.
Well, whatever, man. I kind of get it. I sort of do.
Strangest thing a guest did in your house. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, my girlfriend came over when we were little. She stabbed our chair.
She what?
She stabbed our chair with the knife, the kitchen chair.
Why?
Why did she do that?
I have no idea. She came over to get me to walk to school. We were like in first grade. It was crazy. I don't know.
You know,
awesome.
Actually, speaking of first grade.
I love your friend.
Yeah, my friend in first grade stole a Christmas light that I had.
Really?
Yeah, and I showed up. I always went to his house after school, and I saw it in his bedroom. And I'm like, dude, that's my light. And he's like, nope. I'm like, come on, it's a weird shape. Yeah.
That's super weird.
Yeah, so of course I took it back, and he didn't say anything
but
about it.
But did he stab it?
Yeah. No, fortunately not.
Thanks you for calling. KLOS, hello. Strange things guests did to your house.
Especially in first grade.
Well, it's not my house, but this is a little long story, but you're going to like it.
All right.
You got a second?
Yep.
All right. So my friend and I look a lot alike, and so did our wives back then. We got drunk. Went into about 1 a.m. and he passed out and I went into the wrong room. And the wives are very similar, so I knocked one out. And then when it came to, me and his wife looked at each other like, oh, and got out of there, right?
Like, I so doubt
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I doubt this too.
Yeah, I think that you both knew what you were doing and you were pretending liar.
It was my first time at that house. I thought I was going into the right room with my wife.
No, you're still trying to tell the story because your friend is still
then
mad at you.
9 months later, 9 months
oh,
later.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they had your dad, your baby.
Yeah,
all right, that's too.
Yeah, we don't believe you.
That's too.
But thank you. That was beautiful.
It's too good. Yes, but no.
It's always that way. You have a story.
It wasn't
no,
mine. It wasn't mine.
Oh, it wasn't yours. It was someone else's.
But we still mess with my friends, saying, "Hey, yeah. Oh, it's, how's your wife and my kids?
I'm
how's
still not buying it. I love it.
Yes.
I want to buy it.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS. Your guest story.
Corey Taylor's.
Samantha's gone. KLOS.
95.5 KLOS Southern California's rock station. Sluggo just told a story about pooping in somebody's bathroom and then running out and leaving in
it
his car.
It was a brand new house, and I was kind of nervous.
So it's the strangest thing a guest did in your house. KLOS, you have
one? I had a friend of mine over at my house, and after they left, I went to go make a sandwich, and I had watered-down mayonnaise. Sorry.
What? Why did you have watered-down mayonnaise?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know why. It's just weird.
Okay. They watered down your mayonnaise? They poured water into your mayonnaise jar?
Exactly, yes.
Is this a euphemism that I'm totally missing?
Right.
I don't understand why people would do that either, but that's big.
Oh, look at this. She's going to hate this. And mayonnaise is not going to be very, very, very thick, and it's going to be watered down.
I'm making a note. That sounds funny.
Yeah, I think we'll do it.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. That's odd.
Do you poop out at parties?
Right. That's embarrassing. I would hate to be that guy.
Yeah, I've never heard of anyone.
Strangest thing a guest did in your house. You have one?
So this is actually at my mom's house, and I did it.
Okay.
Me and my brother went over to my mom's house for like 4th of July like 3 years ago, and he brought over a girl that he had had a crush on forever and he was trying to get with.
Mm-hmm.
Me and her ended up hooking up in the bathroom. About a week later, I came over just to visit my mom, and my brother's in the bathroom fixing the sink. Her ass was so big that it actually broke the sink. And I still mess with him to this day.
Wow.
But did you tell him how the sink got broken?
Yeah, well, right after he fixed it, I pulled him back into one of the spare bedrooms at my mom's house and said, dude, you do realize that was the girl's name. I'm not going to throw her in blast like that.
I mean, give her first name.
Last name, Social Security.
Just first name.
Yeah.
What's her first name? Just her first name.
I'll go with Jenny.
Oh, Jenny was a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Awesome. Thanks for calling, man.
Sorry, I apologize for that right now. KLOS, hello.
I was at a friend's party, and I got a little bit too drunk, and they broke his toilet. The only way I can describe breaking his toilet is like those robbery movies where they're stealing a diamond, and it's like a little piece, like circular out.
Right?
Exactly like that. Just punched it right out of the bowl, and I got out of there, too.
You did? You ran like I did?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You're not alone.
I thought I was the only one.
You're not alone.
Oh, I'm so happy. One of me.
One of me.
But I got caught.
Oh.
Oh, well, you're not as good as
Kevin
me.
Kevin got away with it for 22 years.
I got away with it.
Oh, I got caught.
Wow.
Damn, dude.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact, my friend.
22 relationship red flags that made people realize they weren't dating the one. A lot of times you want to ignore the red flag.
Sure. Oh, sure. Certainly. Well, usually sex is that reason. The only real reason you ignore it.
If the sex is good enough, yep. You can ignore anything.
Yeah, you can ignore a whole marching band full of them sometimes.
This is a list from BuzzFeed.
Okay.
If you notice someone checking me out, he would immediately point out my flaws.
Okay.
Like a pimple on my face or my weight.
So if someone's like across the room going, hey, baby.
Yes.
He's like, oh, yeah. She's got a zit right here. Look. Come on.
That doesn't seem like a red flag as much as just you should run.
Or a jackass. Yeah, exactly.
They insisted on reading all my college assignments to check if they were good enough.
Yeah, that's annoying. That's very annoying. Who are you? I mean, all of them, right. All the different classes, yes. You're an expert in everything, huh?
Neat. Right after sex for the first time, he said, well, that felt different than my ex.
Oh, man. Wow.
What is wrong with people?
Yep, that would be a red flag.
So we're going to be taking your calls at 818-955-KLOS with red flags that you noticed on a first date.
You know,
or
it is
maybe
always,
even before a first date.
Yeah, but and maybe you still went through anyway.
I had been texting this guy for a couple of weeks. We hadn't even met in person yet. One day he invited me over, but he said I couldn't wear any makeup in his house.
Whoa.
He said he hated makeup and that he'd make me take it off before I came in if I showed up wearing it.
I can't imagine people that lay down a law like that. Can you imagine? You're so amazing. It's so incredible that I get to be with you that I would listen to that kind of crap. Are you kidding me?
Needless to say, I did not text him back after that. Good.
I think so, yeah. Person that went like, okay, I'll take off my makeup. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, that's very sad.
She did the right thing by not texting him back.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Another red flag. He called his sister thick.
Uh-oh. Well, I got a problem there. Yeah?
And?
Oh, yeah.
Picked out her underwear for her.
That's just
Imagine.
Hey, yeah, you know what? I'll pick out your sister's underwear. Let me do this. Oh, I got it.
My now ex-boyfriend once broke into my house to use the restroom.
Wow.
He mentioned... so weird.
Oh, no.
People are really weird.
Yeah.
He mentioned that whenever he pooped, he had to take a bath or else he didn't feel clean.
Oh, so he pooped after breaking into her place, pooped.
Took a bath.
And then, oh, my God.
And then sat on a couch and waited for her to come home.
Well, that's hot, man. That is some foreplay.
Right.
Wow. Damn.
On my first date, this guy randomly asked me if I was on any medications. That's a little personal.
Well, maybe it's a doctor. I mean, maybe that one's the only one I can... Uh-oh. You have a finger up, yeah.
Because depression medication really changes a person's personality, and he didn't believe in it.
I doesn't believe in it.
You were texting with Tom Cruise?
It exists, my friend. It exists.
After our second date, he called me to ask how long we would have been together before we got engaged.
Wow.
Second date.
Wow.
Why are people like this?
So just.
Your red flags that you have had in your life.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS. He said that getting a tattoo honoring my late husband was a mistake and I'd regret it later. He was deeply jealous of him the whole time.
Oh, man. Wow.
People are like this.
Yeah.
I met a guy on a dating app and he asked if he could call me after a few days of messaging. I gave him my number and he proceeded to call me 72 times that week.
Oh, man. I'll tell you my red flag. I remember when I was really young. I was probably 20, eight. Something like that. Yeah, eight. Oh. Something like that. Yeah. And went over to her house and we were talking, sitting on the couch. It was a nice time. And all of a sudden she answers the phone. And she starts just talking the filthiest stuff you've heard. I mean, it was very cool to hear.
Sure.
But then she hung up all of a sudden. She worked a sex line. This is early. These are early.
Wow.
Way early.
Wow.
And I thought to myself.
She thought you were a customer?
Well, I usually do. No, actually, she, yeah. No, we actually were getting along. But then, well, turns out she's calling the house, screaming at my roommate. She just went way deep in. So I kind of learned, you know, a little red flag. Pay attention to those things.
On the second date, he said, I'm glad you're so intelligent because I can't deal with us having stupid kids.
Maybe it's a really bad joke. Maybe he's trying to be funny. That's sad.
I hope he wasn't trying to be funny because that's
failed.
Not funny.
Swinging a major miss.
So red flags. That's what we're looking for. Relationship red flags at 818-955-KLOS.
By the way, you invited your friend Brad to the Foo Fighter show just a little while ago. Brad Williams, who was here. I think that's nice. I think that's very nice. Have a good show.
You already told me you didn't want to go.
I know, exactly.
Don't you dare.
I was trying to give you some grief.
Don't you dare try and do that. All right, we're talking about relationship.
Lazy.
Red flag. Yep. Do you have one?
Yeah. So I had a girl that came over to meet my mom and my sister for the first time and proceeded to do a beer bong out of a pool noodle in front of everybody at 9:30 in the morning.
Out of a pool noodle.
Do you have that phone number? I could give her a call. That sounds right up my alley.
Oh, man. Now, she ghosted me after that, surprisingly. I don't know why.
What a surprise.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, is this Kevo and Slugface?
It is Kevo and Slugface, yes. We're looking for relationship red flags. Would you have one?
Yeah, when they got their b- in your mouth.
Yay! There he is.
It took him an hour and 13 minutes this time, though. Not acceptable. KLOS, hello.
I was going out with this one girl. She was, we were about a month in. We finally get to doing the nasty. I go into the restroom. I come back in, and I see her. She's upside down with her legs up in the air up against the wall.
Yeah.
And so I kind of,
I'm asking her, what are you doing?
Take care of business. You didn't get it done. She got to help herself out. I would guess.
I ask her and she replies, "Well, I heard it sticks better and it works better if you use gravity."
She was trying to get pregnant.
Oh, I see.
She was trying to get pregnant?
Oh. I thought she was.
That's what it sounded like. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a red flag.
Yeah, it's a bit of a red flag.
A red flag.
You haven't discussed it for sure.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS. A relationship red flags.
Today is the day that marks the 30th anniversary of the Metallica Black Album release.
That is amazing.
And we're giving you a copy of the newly remastered version available everywhere September 10th, just after 5.
Cool. I'm going to make you have to jump through a couple hoops, though.
Correct.
I think, because this is pretty cool. Yeah, exactly.
Right now, we're talking about relationship red flags. You have one?
I went out with my buddy's girlfriend's sister. I thought she was okay. First date we go out, we're there at somewhere to eat, and she starts to ask me about how many credit cards do I got.
Good.
Because people with a lot of credit cards, quote unquote, are more secure in life. And yeah, she's a little gold digger.
Did you tell her one?
Yeah.
Zero?
No, I didn't tell her. I just kind of stared at her and she kind of got the hint and it was uncomfortable out there.
I think I would have said, "Well, I got my Mervin's charge card. It's pretty nice. We can go get some underwear."
Thanks, what a good callback to Mervin's. KLOS, hello.
Hey, hello.
Hi,
how are you?
Good. Relationship red flags is what we're talking about.
Okay. Oh my God, you want to hear something crazy? It's gonna freak you out.
All right.
I was dating this guy years ago, and we were getting along really good. Every time I would go to his house, I would hear him talk to himself, and I would ask him, "Why are you talking to yourself?" He goes, "Oh, I'm thinking out loud." So I'm like, "All right, so whatever, let it go." We went to a fair, and I how they have these people that they're fortune tellers and all that?
Right.
So I asked the fortune teller, about a relationship, and she said, what, you need to let him go. He's a dark person. He's got a dark soul. So I broke it off just out of the blue. I let it go.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years later, he ended up dating somebody else, and in the middle of the night, he stabbed the guy.
Wow. Damn, so she was on it.
Dead on. And I'm like, whoa. I don't believe in all this stuff, but that made me think twice.
I'm sure they've certainly seen a lot of different characters. I would think they probably can spot someone who's a little off to the
stabbing thing is a pretty big red flag.
Yeah, it's a fairly large. You never hooked up again, huh? 818-955-KLOS, relationship red flag.
Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon talking about relationship red flags. You have one?
I was dating this girl in Sacramento. And we drove to downtown Sacramento, and we parked about maybe a block away from the restaurant, because that's what you do in downtown Sac.
Right.
And all the way to the restaurant, she complained about how far away we parked.
Ugh.
And then later on during dinner, she told me that her dream was to get married and become really, really fat and lay around.
Well, that's attractive. That's neat. That's awesome.
She told you this on a first date?
It might have been the second date, but this is like almost 20 years ago, but
super early though.
It didn't take very long.
Yeah. Well, at least she's honest. I mean, maybe some people wouldn't care.
I guess.
It's true. At that time, she was incredibly gorgeous.
Yeah, but she's like, this is a lot of work to be hot.
I don't like being hot.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get fat.
As soon as I get the ring.
Yeah. Just giving you a heads up.
Well, I think that's kind of cool of her, actually.
That is nice of her.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo. How are you?
We are great. Thank you. We're talking relationship.
Red flag.
I'm going to try that again. Relationship red flags.
Do you have to spit?
So out on a second date with a gal, and she asked me how I feel about showering together every day and using the same toothbrush.
Oh, the first part's great. The second part, not so much.
Same toothbrush?
Nope.
I said not so much, and she proceeded to lecture me for a half hour on intimacy. So I got up. I found our server. I paid for dinner, and I got out of there.
Hell yeah.
You left her there.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to be lectured, I think it's nice that you paid. You're going to get lectured. Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
You can see why I've not had many relationships.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. Thanks, dude. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Same toothbrush.
Hi, sir. This is kind of a happy ending.
Good.
I love a happy ending.
So I go on a date with this skinny chick with a nice rear end, dude. Oh, just beautiful. We go to the Carl's Jr.
Sure. Oh, big date. You know how to treat a woman. Yeah.
We cruise into the parking lot, but then she busts out a mirror out of her purse and does meth.
Oh, wow. And doesn't offer you any. Unbelievable.
Did she not share?
Oh, heck no, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that was it for me. But
yeah, sure.
We went inside.
Wow, pretty judgmental.
Jesse doesn't approve, and neither does Heinemann.
The other guy.
Yeah, the other guy.
Got to throw a pizza on the house.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Uh-huh.
Bro, we went inside, ordered a Famous Star each and a water. And the chick behind the counter just was like, noticed I was upset. And then the girl behind the counter gave me her phone number on a Carl's Jr. bag. And I've been married to her for the last 22 years.
You've been married for how long?
22 years.
Wow. That is amazing. Look, meth brings people together.
Right? No, the meth didn't.
No, that's right. No, that's what I'm saying, because he walked away from her.
Correct.
And yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah. Dude, that's awesome.
Congrats. That's cool.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Thank you very much, you guys.
Couple from Queen on a twofer.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
This is so hard to say. Encyclopedia. Encyclopedia.
It's hard for us to say words that exist.
Yeah.
Now they're making them up. Encyclopedia is the name of it.
Yeah.
We're going to play it in a few minutes. You get Black Crowes Shake Your Money Maker limited edition playing cards. You get two tickets to see the Black Crowes in concert on August 19th at the Forum. And you qualify for a chance to win the grand prize, which is meeting the band backstage and watching from the side of the
Super
stage.
Cool. We're going to ask you a trivia question about them in just a matter of minutes. Just very, very soon. So don't wander off.
Are you a person who cares about world records?
No, sir.
Me either.
Good for you.
This guy, and I don't even know how these records get set. I guess just no one's done it yet.
Right.
So they do something, and it's not something that you normally do.
Right, right.
So this guy, it's an Idaho man. He broke the Guinness World Record.
Idaho.
When he balanced 19 drinking glasses on a wooden stick held in his mouth.
I have to do that. I mean, I don't care about them. I don't follow them. But when I hear one and see one, I'm like, oh, that's kind of funny.
Yes,
that's
but...
That's bizarre. Okay.
But why?
Yeah, exactly.
So basically, he's got like a credit card piece of wood that's longer.
Uh-huh.
He's got it in his mouth.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they put one glass.
Okay.
I think it has water in it. And then they put other...
little pieces
of
cardboard. Pieces
of wood.
Right.
That are...
flat and thin.
Yes. Uh-huh. And then they pile three more wood.
Oh,
three
so it keeps getting longer and bigger. I know that feeling. So, and they start putting M&Ms in there?
Yes, you do. What?
They start putting M&Ms in there?
No, they don't.
Oh, that was another record.
The last record was 15.
Okay.
It's hard for me to believe there was even a record before that.
So you got this piece of wood in your mouth and a little glass in front of you and then 14 more glasses on top of... Damn.
And, but...
That's right, important work.
It's impressive. but why?
Because
this guy David Rush has broken more than 200 Guinness records.
Oh, really? So he's just like a dude out there making it weird things happen.
Listen to him.
Okay.
Hey there, folks. It's David Rush back with this week's world record attempt for the most glasses balanced on a stick in the mouth. Yes, they've got to be glass, not plastic. It's a tiny little stick. And when you put 19 of them on there, it gets unsteady. Unfortunately, it did take a couple of tries to break this one.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
Right?
Oh,
I mean, I was really disappointed
in
that.
How many glasses were lost?
Had plenty of extra glasses laying around.
Whoo! That is good news.
Fortunately, a good vacuum to pick up all those glass shards.
Great.
Previous was 14 glasses on 14. A stick. I got 19.
Wait, somebody else already set a record
Yes,
of
they
14.
Already had a record. That record already existed.
So this guy is going out breaking people's... All that work. All those tears.
How did the first person say, I'm going to put wood in my mouth and I'm going to hold glasses of water on top of it?
Now that's well, but
how's
I think it probably
thing?
Sounded more like this. Ah,
that's probably true.
Give me some whiskey.
That's probably true. Oh. So that is at the end of it. He's got it. I think you have to hold it for 10 seconds or something like that.
Okay.
And it just came
collapses.
Crashing down.
That's
on
what
top
I want to see.
Yeah, so
that's my favorite
That was
part.
The entertaining part. And then they do it in slow motion.
Ha ha ha! Wait a minute. I love that so much.
I love the woman yelling.
I mean, the sound of breaking glass is always pleasing to me, so that's nice. But then the actual slow, that's beautiful.
Slow motion.
We live on a ridiculous planet.
Yes, we do. And I don't understand how that's a record, but he did up it by 5 glasses.
Oh, good on him. That's
so
good.
That's probably a record that will never be touched.
Because we couldn't do it.
But also, we wouldn't want to.
Nope.
What's the point
of that? What's a bloody point?
You know how there are weird laws on the books?
Yes.
In pretty much everywhere?
Very weird.
And they never really get around to taking them all out?
Right.
I don't know why.
There's a lot of sex laws. You can't do this. You can't do that.
Correct.
We could arrest you if we wanted to.
And, of course, no one gets arrested for it because they're old. Most of them are old and outdated.
Right.
But I found a bunch from Europe.
Oh, no.
In Milan, it's a legal requirement to smile at all times.
Oh, get out of here.
Except for funerals or hospital visits.
But wow.
Again, you can't imagine that they actually put
But
that
I mean,
practice.
It's one of those things that's this is one of the most annoying things anyone can say to you. Hey, smile.
Yeah, I hate it.
Why don't you smile? You know, if you smile,
you'll like this one. During Munich's Oktoberfest, no person is ever legally drunk, no matter how much alcohol they've consumed.
Munich! That's awesome. That rules.
In Turkey, it is against the law to fall in love with a neighbor's son, daughter, wife, servant, or animal.
How are you supposed to keep yourself from falling in love? I can see maybe they
with
could
an
say
animal.
Yeah, specifically.
Yes.
And most especially with an animal. But I mean, how are you supposed to keep from falling in love? I can see you're not allowed to actually do anything with them, but you
can't
fall in love with them?
Love?
Yeah. How are you supposed to stop that? Yeah, he agrees. It's not possible.
During Sweden's long hours of winter darkness, it is...
I don't know what's going on.
What am I listening to?
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, you can't stop it? During Sweden's long hours of winter darkness, it is illegal to complain that you wish it was sunny.
Oh,
I'd have to shut my trap.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to,
I'd have to just stop complaining altogether.
How do these things get on the books, too?
I don't know how they ever started.
Right?
If someone knocks on your door in Scotland and requests the use of your toilet, you must allow them access.
Oh, sure. And he's got an axe and he's holding a head, but come on in. Have a pee. That's fine.
Doesn't say anything about an axe and a head, but driving while wearing flip-flops or sandals is a criminal offense in Spain that comes with a fine of 200 euro, which is about $240.
That's actually not a bad idea because your flip-flops are going to fly off while you're driving.
You can get a fine for spitting in Barcelona.
Hmm.
As bizarre as it may sound, it's illegal to be drunk in a pub in Britain.
What?
That is still on the books.
I've officially broken the law in Britain. Yay! Man, I've been plastered.
It's legal to marry a dead person in France.
Hot damn.
How about that?
Happy Bastille Day.
In Tallinn, Estonia's capital, it is strictly forbidden to play chess during sex.
Again, I really want to know that.
How? What brought that
origins,
about?
Origins, yes. Huh.
In France, tourists included are legally required to carry a portable breathalyzer in their vehicle when driving.
Wow.
You have to bring your own.
Yeah, what the hell?
You have to bring your own.
You know, I have one actually at the bar at
home.
Yeah,
just so
kind of
you
funny.
Can see how
yes,
high
exactly.
you can get it.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly.
In Switzerland, it is illegal to flush the toilet after 10 p.m. if you live in an apartment.
Huh.
And finally, the strangest one that I've seen here in Denmark.
Uh-huh.
If a person finds a lost child.
Okay.
They can claim that child as their own if a parent does not turn up within 2 hours.
2 hours? Wow. You know, forget all the adoption process. Just head over there.
Just go to Denmark, find a kid. The parents may not even know he's gone in 2 hours.
120 minutes and your life changes drastically.
You can claim that child as your own.
Now get to work. Go clean up the bathroom.
Right? Somebody needs to do some work around here. It's going to be you.
Why did we adopt you?
You're the new kid. Wait, you have a bag? A bailout bag?
Yeah,
I
do.
In your car?
Yeah, it was like a backpack, actually, so I could throw it on my back if I were.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
After the Northridge
earthquake?
Northridge earthquake?
Yeah.
I remember thinking at the time, wow, I need to get a bag, a backpack or something.
Right.
And I never did.
Right.
You have one.
Yeah.
You still have it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I haven't checked it in a while. I need to see if if there's anything in there.
Does it have food?
Water. Yeah, a little bit of food and, you know, some better pair of shoes. So if you have to, you know, abandon your car, ditch your car somewhere.
A pair of shoes in there.
Yeah, yeah. So better walking shoes than my Vans I'm always wearing. So,
yeah. Yeah, I would guess so.
But just in case, you know, you got to walk 30 miles to get home or whatever. And in a plan
as
well.
In case are you going to have to walk 30 miles to get
home? If there's a nice big earthquake and you're not able to drive your car the rest of the way or wherever, you have to ditch it and then you got to walk to get to where you want to go.
30 miles, though.
Yeah.
I can't. I mean, I can't imagine that you can't drive. Like even the Northridge earthquake. Wow.
Right.
I could drive my car.
Yeah. Well, but sort of freeways okay. down if you're heading up north.
Yeah, and, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is really more worst case scenario. I mean, we haven't had one.
I'd imagine there are a lot of people who do what you do.
I bet
there are a lot of people that
after the Northridge quake, it was the one of those the fire chief on TV was giving suggestions for things you can do to actually be a little bit prepared, and I just thought that was a
particularly
good idea.
And I remember seeing that, and I thought, wow, I should do that, and then I went about my way.
Well, at least you thought about it.
So that doesn't help.
Wait a second, yeah, you know. But yeah, you know, so we have a lot of water at home, which will probably all get squished because the, you know, the where it's at will probably collapse.
Do you have to think like where do you keep it?
Where do you keep
it? Yeah, do you try to keep the water someplace under a door frame or?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say it's a good enough location, but I have done that in the past. It's generally on the floor of you know, the closets and stuff.
Gotcha.
So if the house is still standing.
What else do you have at home?
Some food to last for a little while, although we haven't checked that in a while. It's probably all. But, you know, usually get, you can actually, even Costco, places will sell earthquake kits that have stuff that will last a couple of years. And we did have one of those for quite a while. And it's stuff that, you know, you can easily make if there's no fire
available. That makes so much
sense. Yeah.
Oh, I should have done that.
I mean, it's really because just for peace of mind.
During the Northridge earthquake, which I can't say for some reason,
yeah,
the grocery stores were looted.
Yeah.
Closed and looted.
Yeah.
And so you literally, I'd have to drive. Where did we have to go to for gas?
I don't even remember.
Like Hollywood or someplace?
Yeah, I lived in Burbank. I lived right down the street from the station.
Oh, really?
Yeah, after the Northridge. So I was able to walk to work and walk up 9 floors because the elevators,
didn't work
for a couple of days. But
more people like you than me?
I don't know.
It's probably a safer way to go.
It's really more just to just kind of put your mind at ease, like you've tried something, you know, at least, well, you know, if anything happens,
if worst case scenario.
Yeah, I mean, because the worst is not having water, you know, so you definitely want to have water on hand.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we have quite a bit of that that lasts for a few days or whatever.
What's your address? All right, let's take calls from people who are prepared.
Yeah, you prepared for...
Maybe you even have an escape plan.
Mm.
Oh, if you get separated from your family, we meet at...
That's... We do that as well.
You do?
Yeah, if she's home,
where do you
walk
meet?
Home. No, she just stays there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, vice versa.
So there's no meeting. There's just you have to get home.
Yeah. You know, when we lived down by the beach, though, I did have a plan for a tsunami. There's a tall building there that I was like, we'd probably be able to break into this building and get to the roof of this place. It was like a 25-story
building.
Well,
that makes less sense to me because we've never had a tsunami.
Well, you could if you live by the ocean. Actually,
but
the Japanese, that earthquake in Japan, you know that tsunami actually made it all the way here. You can find video of the water from that tsunami hitting L.A. and it coming into the L.A. River. But it's so tiny. It's just really weird to see.
Just a little bit less likely than we all know an earthquake is possible.
Yeah.
Well, the tsunami is kind of.
Well, if you're out by the beach, there's you know, the weirdest thing to me is the tsunami exit or whatever emergency routes are through the wetlands, which is about the lowest land there is. So I would think, which is actually where the tsunami came in, up the LA River. So I don't know if they're trying to wipe people out or what.
All right, so you've prepared yourself for the big one, as they say.
Yes.
You have
to some degree
stuff in your trunk.
Yeah, have you found...
Sluggo has a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have a backpack in your car, different shoes, water.
Yep.
Supplies at home?
Yep.
In case it happens?
You know, I should put a little pipe in there and some weed now that I think about it.
Right?
You're going to be really
tired.
You need
more than anything.
Yeah, it is true.
You need to stack that with better stuff.
Yeah, forget the first aid kit.
So 818-955-KLOS if you are prepared.
Yeah.
What do you have? How have you prepared?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
I do have to ask you.
Yes.
Do you think we're tempting fate talking about an earthquake?
No.
When there hasn't been really very much activity.
No, I don't believe in that.
No. Yeah, I don't either, actually, at all.
But I certainly hope they're not.
You'll probably get blamed for it.
Talking to Sluggo about having a backpack in the rear of his car that he can take in case of emergency, perhaps a giant earthquake like the Northridge earthquake.
Yeah, you got to ditch your car somewhere and you got to walk a long time.
Walking, some water.
Yeah. Nice pipe with some weed.
Right? You need all of it. Yeah. So we were talking about that Northridge earthquake. You have one, ma'am?
My prepare packing away is a birthday cake because it happened on my birthday.
Okay.
And I didn't even get to celebrate. And then the next year, it was avalanches in Alaska. And then we stormed the Gulf. I want a new birthday.
I don't know. Your birthday's bad.
I don't know that we can do that for you.
January 17th, and something always happens.
All right.
Wow. I think I'm going to stay in bed on January 17th next year. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hi, KLOS. How are you prepared for the big one?
I have a crescent wrench right at my gas meter.
Right. We do too. That's a very good idea.
Wait, why? To turn it off?
Yes. Yes. If there's
turn it off. It's so easy.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's right on, right off. Yep. And I had an extra one for the neighbors after the Northridge earthquake. I ran around. I shut off 7 neighbors.
Wow.
And the reason was the water was off. If there were a fire.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
my,
do you have food or other supplies or just that wrench?
No, I had rice and beans and I had canned soup. Campbell's, of course. Yep.
Sure. Campbell's.
You gotta have Campbell's.
Of course.
And some water as well.
Oh, lots of water.
Yeah,
always have
nice.
The water. You gotta have the water.
Gotta have the water.
What's
man.
Your address?
213.
Thanks for calling in. Yeah, you know, actually, after the Northridge earthquake, my wife's dad was running to turn off the gas at the park that they were at, and it blew
gas
up.
Gas in a park?
Yeah, it's like a
Oh.
But anyways,
for a trailer park?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
And the place where it was in blew up, blew the door off, like went flying right past him. So have the wrench near the gas.
Never thought of the wrench.
To shut off your gas.
I mean, make a note.
Yeah, it's a brilliant idea. I don't know if you remember the movie Earthquake, too. The big earthquake scene ended with a house blowing up. Guy ran in to turn off the gas, but he had a cigarette with him, and it just...
wrench.
Cigarette, but wrench.
All right, 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking a few days ago, and Sluggo told me that he has a backpack in the back of his car.
Just in case I need to hoof it home someday.
Water and extra pair of shoes.
Yep.
And all that stuff that reminds me that I should have done anything like that, but I didn't.
No, you still can. Do it tonight. When you get home, you must have a backpack lying around somewhere.
I'm sure I do.
Yeah, just throw in some stuff that won't go bad real quick. Throw in a bottle of water or two.
It's
good pair
time.
Of shoes. Yeah. Have a sweater in there, you know, for the winter. It's get cold. Yeah, I got a sweater back there.
A
little
piece
of crap. Yeah, that's fine.
I don't have sweaters.
You're wearing one right now.
It's a sweatshirt.
That's what I mean. Oh, that's what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever. A hoodie. But you guys have turned into some sort of a public service of a message for everybody. We care about you. We want to make sure you're okay after the big one.
Well, we're taking calls of your way of being prepared for the next big one.
Well, I was going to tell you that I wasn't prepared. I was in the one in 89 in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Wow. And that's where the top
level the limits of the freeway collapsed.
Top level of the freeway collapsed on the bottom level?
Yeah.
Exactly. I was talking to a buddy of mine on the phone, and he was like, hey, you want to come over and watch the World Series? And I was like,
all right,
yeah, man, I'll do that.
That's what you get for watching baseball.
Hey, it was the Battle of the Bay. It was San Francisco versus Oakland.
So do you have any supplies in your trunk or in your house?
No, man. I was living in a one-room studio with a Murphy bed, and my roommate, I just moved in with him. He was at work, and all I had was birthday candles.
Those are not going to light the room very long.
But after you lived through that earthquake,
now are you prepared?
You're prepared.
Oh, heck yes.
Okay.
Oh, really? What do you got?
Yeah. I got probably 3 survival bags, one in every vehicle, stuff at the house, candles, flashlights, batteries.
Wow, water, I need to step up my game.
Yeah. My favorite kind of radio is the crank one, so you can just crank it and get.
Oh,
you know,
so you don't need electricity.
Yeah,
or good. Batteries. Or batteries, right.
I had one of those. It doesn't work that well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Right on. Thanks for calling. That dude got prepped up. Hi, KLOS. Are you prepared for the large one?
I've got my Camelback with at least a fifth of Jack Daniels in the back of it. You know, got my weed. I'm going to call up. I'll find an Everfest. I'll find some water. I'm cool.
All right. Right, so you don't have water, but you do have weed and whiskey.
Yeah, weed and whiskey.
All right.
You're good to go.
We applaud you.
We're coming over to your place then. Hi, KLOS. Are you prepared for the big one?
I got a divorce, sold everything, split everything in half. I bought an airplane and learned how to fly it. And now I can bounce wherever I need to.
But the runway will be all broken up.
You bought an airplane. How much is that?
It's not cheap. It depends on how far you want to fly it.
Well, I hope from point A to point B.
It's about $50,000, but whatever.
You going to try and reenact San Andreas? Like when he was flying all over the... I really like that movie.
No, but that's actually my dream flight, is to fly San Andreas.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right.
Let's do it.
Wow, you're much more prepared than anyone else we've talked to. You have an airplane.
You're out of here.
That's crazy.
I think a helicopter might work better, but that's okay.
Dude, that's pretty loud.
Shh, everybody be quiet.
That's a loud song.
Marcy was suffering today. How are you doing?
I'm going to need you to keep it quiet. Just low-key it. I've never felt better.
Sorry, that was a loud laugh. You know, it's not a real rock show unless you come back the next day with a hell of a hangover. How you doing?
It's 95.5 KLOS. Never better.
You had fun at the Foo Fighters show.
Yes,
yeah?
I did.
And then what time did you get home? Marcy says that 1:30 or so.
Yeah, about 2,
I think. That's pretty good. That's not too bad. I'll try and keep my voice down.
Please, you're talking out loud. Just sign language me.
This is how it's going to be for me on Monday, but then again, most days. So,
oh, man.
Why do we do this?
Having a great time. This is going to be fun.
All right. Well, Kevin is here, and
I found a list. Should we tell them about the show or no? Let's just do the list.
Yeah, let's talk about the show in a while.
Okay.
In a while, yeah.
I found a list of the top fast food restaurants in the world.
Right.
And I'm sort of an expert on fast food.
That's true. I it's weird. I can actually put in your mind when you should go to a certain one that you
That's
like.
True.
I just have to say the word.
Keith, fries.
Keith, please, French fries.
All right, so, but I don't have any idea, like, it's in the world, right? It's not just in the United States.
That's right.
So, I have no idea.
Actually, this is according to number of locations, which it indicates that they're doing extremely well. But yes, around the world. You can't see these, can you? Don't look over here.
No. Okay. So... the only thing that I can guess, because you always see grand openings at different places.
Right.
I would say McDonald's has to be number one.
You know, that's exactly what I would thought. Think. It's not right.
It's not?
No. Damn close, but not quite right.
Second. Okay.
Yeah. So you got, that's right. We're going to have to punish you with really loud noises every time you guess one that's not in the top 10.
I mean, I think
what
that's
do you think?
It. Coming up next time, KLOS. I don't know worldwide. It's impossible.
No, throw out a couple more.
I guess I'll just throw out
The number one surprised me a little bit. That's in the top 10. Yep.
Is it Wendy's?
Oh, no, it's not in the top 10.
Oh.
It's just below the top 10.
I'll take 11. That as a win.
Yeah, that's close enough. I'll buy it.
Burger King?
Burger Queen is definitely in the top 10. Yep. Number
it is.
Six.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Does, trying to guess the top 10 fast food restaurants in the world.
Yeah.
Does Starbucks count?
As
fast food?
I guess. I mean, it does count because it's on the list. And in fact, at number 3, there's
really?
The third most number of locations around the world that Starbucks has.
So I've gotten 2 and 3.
Yeah, 2 and 3.
All right.
Yeah. What do you think is at number 1? Would you like any kind of hint?
Well, I mean, I was thinking about this. I think... you know, we love In-N-Out, but I think it's more of a Southern California thing.
Very much so, yeah.
But then I was thinking, what about White Castle? Because I don't know how big they are. That's back east for the most part.
Would you like to guess White Castle?
Is it in the top 10?
Not even on the top 15
Then
list.
No. I'm not going to guess
Fair
that.
Enough.
All right, I do need some hints.
Well, it's a place that cops might like to visit from time to time.
Donut shop.
Which one?
Dunkin' Donuts.
There you go.
Woohoo!
You will get a personal-sized edible thing from this place.
Pizza Hut.
There you go. That's in the top 10. There used to be an old white guy with a little collar, weird...
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Thank you very much.
I'm really nailing this now. Now that you're giving it away with every clue.
You can play it as a game. You can knock them all
Softer.
Over. You can play it as a game. Knock them all over in a row. You can set them all up.
Dominoes.
Very good, very good.
Okay.
I can't even see what... I see what that one is. And for number one, you've basically got them all...
I didn't get number one.
Number one and number 10 you haven't gotten. And number 10...
what could be bigger than McDonald's?
You say you watch Grace and Frankie quite a bit, right?
On and off.
Frankie likes one particular fast food restaurant.
That's not going to help me.
Yeah, it's Del Taco. But the opposite of Del Taco would be...
good Mexican food?
How dare you? By comparison.
No, listen, I like Del Taco.
Taco Bell is number 10.
Taco Bell.
On the list. But number one.
I like both of those, but they are garbage.
Oh, yeah.
I have that category.
I'm going to go with Del Taco isn't.
I have the category of it's a garbage restaurant, and I love it.
No, they're all fast food. It's all kind of garbage, but I think Del Taco is pretty
number one.
Yeah, number one.
Give me a clue.
Let's pretend we're being healthy when we go to this place.
Healthy fast food.
They had a spokesperson who got into a spot of trouble a few years back. Kind of ended the
Subway.
There you go. Number one. Most restaurants.
Wow.
41,600 locations around the world.
I'm very shocked by that.
41,600 locations. Number one. Beating McDonald's only by a couple thousand. As far as locations.
Oh, so McDonald's was close.
They're close, number two.
All right, I'm
they're number
myself,
two.
I'm going to give myself credit for all of those.
By the way, McDonald's, I think you need to go to McDonald's. Great hangover
I do too.
Food.
I know.
Yeah, so I'm putting it
can
in
I
your
go
mind.
Now?
Sure, why not?
Poked me with a stick. The guy shot me and walked by.
Laughed. Scorn. My pain.
Why aren't the famous guys bathing?
What'd you say?
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. Why aren't these famous guys bathing?
Bathing.
And do the experts agree with them?
Is this a weird trivia question? Oh,
no.
I think I've seen this story.
Jake Gyllenhaal, Dax Shepard, Brad Pitt.
Oh, man.
Don't take showers very often.
Or they don't bathe
either. How many times a day do you shower?
Definitely once, usually
way
sometimes
too many,
twice.
Way too many. According to this.
Believe me, it's very necessary. It doesn't even once a day, twice a day doesn't really work.
I do twice a day.
Yeah. You're a fine smelling fella.
Thanks. But according to this article, this is Jake Gyllenhaal. The more and more I find bathing to be less necessary at times. Mm. He did note that he brushes his teeth. That's good.
Yes, thank you for that.
Went on to say there's a whole world of not bathing that is also really helpful for skin maintenance, and we naturally clean ourselves.
You know what, though? The thing is, humans didn't bathe for centuries. So
right.
Maybe there's some truth to this.
But they were offensive.
Stinky.
On every level.
But see, we were now always used to it back then, not used to that now. So
Brad Pitt has expressed his aversion to soap and water.
I don't want to smell Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt merely uses baby wipes and swabs under his armpits.
That's called a whore's bath.
Is it?
Yeah.
Brad Pitt's a whore, is what we're saying.
What's his phone number?
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. I love Mila Kunis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why she's with him.
Have come out in support of the anti-bathing movement, revealing that they seldom take showers.
Wow. Ashton, I can see.
They say you should not be getting rid of all the natural oil on your skin with a bar of soap every day.
There may be truth to this. I don't like it.
You really do?
I don't approve of it. I think it's...
Would you change?
No, because I don't want to...
Me either.
I offend, as Bugs Bunny used to ask all the time?
No.
No, I mean, I would, though. I certainly would.
Yes, you would, and I would have to
work... How often are they, huh?
I would have to work in another studio.
Or I can't... Oh, never mind.
The skin possesses a natural barrier comprised of oils and plays host to beneficial bacteria and other microorganisms.
That is true.
Explains Dr. Jeremy Brower, a clinical associate professor at New York University.
Hmm.
This
can
be disrupted
by
exactly what I do. Prolonged hot showers as well as extensive use of soap and exfoliation and scrubbing.
Mm. Yep. Yep.
So I get up in the morning and I take a shower. Then I work out.
Yep.
Then I take a shower.
All right.
Yeah. So I take two a day.
So you're blowing all that good.
And I'm really ruining
juices
my skin.
Off here. Yeah. All that stuff that like.
Don't call them juices.
If you had been a Neanderthal man, that stuff would have stuck for the most of your life. You rarely bathed back then if you find a place to.
Right. But also, if you're Brad Pitt.
Right. Well, you don't care, first of all.
You can pretty much get away with anything because you're Brad Pitt.
Exactly. Yes. But your average Joe, you and I would never get it. Can you imagine? So how often are they bathing? What are they saying they're actually?
They don't really give a number. It's not. I don't know why they didn't ask them. Okay, so in the course of a week, how many times do you
bathe?
Yeah,
why didn't they ask? That's the question.
I don't know.
You know what's funny is you watch these really old, movies, short films they used to show in schools, in class. Mm-hmm. And the 50s and 40s and 50s particularly, they'd say, and be sure to wash your hair at least once a week. They would only encourage the kids to wash their hair once a week and then take that bath on Saturday night. I mean,
Wait, what?
Yeah.
They would say only one bath a week?
Pretty much. That's kind of what they were saying.
It's kind of gross.
It's very gross. There must have been some smell. And they didn't have air conditioning.
Brad Pitt uses baby wipes that he swabs under his armpits.
What a whore.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo, it's time for What We Learned.
Oh, yeah. That's been a rough day, man. I've been exhausted here in the studio.
Very tired being here at KLOS.
Yes.
Top 15 fast food restaurants in the world. Number one is not McDonald's.
Which came as a shock to both of us, really.
What a surprise that is.
Yeah, a surprise a couple days ago, actually. But whatever. When we first talked about it.
Sure. Sluggo has a drinking problem.
Yep.
That's been confirmed.
Yay! I'm going to prove that this long weekend, this three-day weekend.
And also, don't call them shark attacks. Call them interactions. Or for snake, it's not a bite. It's an involuntary venom donation.
That's very thoughtful of them.
So we need to be nicer to our animals that are trying to kill us.
I think we've learned a lot in this Worst Of segment.
Have a fantastic weekend.
You too, man.
We'll see you Tuesday.
All right, dude. And one last thought for everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.